Now that summer is here and some of our gardens are starting to take off, I sat down with Nathan Johanning of the U of I Extension Service to talk about what we can do now in the June garden.
In general, the biggest thing is keeping the weeds out of your garden, keeping things clean. Fortunately, we haven't had to worry about watering anything, at least in the last few weeks, so that's not too big of an issue, but it may be in the future. And then other than that, you'll start to see maybe some ripe fruit on things like tomatoes and peppers, especially as we approach getting closer to the end of the month and then looking towards July. So you want to make sure your plants are healthy.
And just like we need proper nutrients, it's the same with our plants.
Provide them with some fertilizer and nutrients, whether it be through granular fertilizers, having compost or other things along the plants, and making sure that they are looking good and healthy.
And also keep in mind that others are craving your tasty tomatoes.
Also, sometimes you can have some insect pests, so be wary of things, holes on fruit or leaves or things like that, or anything out of the ordinary, and then consult some guides or talk to someone further if you see something that looks out of sorts to get that addressed. Earlier is better than later.
And the popular water cooler subject right now, no pun intended, is all the rain we've had. According to the National Weather Service Paducah Station, through this past Sunday, June 21st, Carbondale has received 8.36 inches of rain, which is about 3 inches above normal. And fungus loves moisture. And so I asked Nathan, what, if anything, can we do about the excessive water in our gardens?
For the most part, in most of your established gardens, the biggest thing is probably just to be calm and patient. For the most part, things like your tomatoes and peppers and young transplants you set out, if your garden is in a low area, they may be kind of stunted if you're actually getting water held or you see water ponding on the surface. A lot of times, hopefully once it dries up, they will snap out of that. In some cases, as you mentioned, you can get some fungal diseases and root rots that can occur with excessive moisture in the soil, which unfortunately there's nothing really we can do about, but just go through. But for the most part, hope we'll get some drier weather. And usually most garden vegetables may exhibit a little bit of water stress in times like this, as in they're getting too much water. But the best we can do is just let them be, and then as we get drier conditions, hopefully they will snap out of it. They may be a little bit delayed in their growth, but usually, in general, unless you have some specific problem, that's generally how we would approach that.
That was Nathan Johanning. He's an extension educator in local food systems and small farms for the University of Illinois Extension Service. And be listening for Nathan next month when he stops by to tell us what we can do in the July garden. Hopefully next time we talk to him, we will be drying out. And for links to more gardening information from the Extension Service, just go to our website, wsiunews.org. For WSIU Radio, I'm Kevin Boucher.